Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What a day it is. And every Monday, you guys know at 3 o'clock, it's time for Nathan Zagura, and it's even sweeter on a Victory Monday, and he joins us now in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nathan, thank you for bringing home the dub.
I'm very happy that the Browns went down there and accomplished what they set out to, and that was getting a win over a conference opponent on the road, getting this thing back to 1-1. And it was at times not maybe as easy as you would have liked it to be down the stretch, but the Browns got it done and got that all-important win.
So we'll start with the obvious. How do you think Deshaun played?
Very well. I thought he played very well, and in fact, I don't think his numbers really tell the story of how well he played. I thought he saw the field extremely well. I thought he was very accurate with the football. He was the victim, unfortunately, of four drops, and he was under pressure 47% of his dropbacks, which, again, is way, way, way too high. But I thought his ability to extend plays and then make some incredible throw to Jerry Jeudy on the sideline and then to really kind of navigate that pocket and take care of the football was great. Obviously, the third down play at the end where he hits the boot, yes, Tillman was open, but that was too tough of a throw. You got to eat that one, and I'm sure he will in the future if that situation arises. I like the call, but the execution was good. But outside of that play, I thought Deshaun Watson played one of his better games as a Cleveland Brown from start to finish, and it's a shame that penalties, drops, and other kind of mitigating factors limited this team. The Browns should have scored around 30 in this game. This should have been a blowout. Now, it was a win, and they count the same, so you're glad you got it done. But I was very impressed with Deshaun Watson in this game.
So one thing that has been noted is the use of big sets in this game as opposed to what really was pretty minimal use of that in the previous week. Is that, I'm going to answer a question here as I ask you the question, but is that pretty much because of where the offensive line is?
So I think it's a couple of things. Number one, the Jags have a great front four across the front, and it's a bigger front four relative to what the Dallas Cowboys have. And so I think that they also got Deontay Foreman. Remember, he wasn't in the game. And probably in hindsight, you would have done that a little bit differently week one. And so that was able, allowed them to get into some of those bigger looks, dictate the personnel of the Jags, and then get that ground game going, then allow for some opportunities, maybe for some chunk plays out of more max protect looks. So I think it was game plan specific. We've seen Stefanski do that for years and years and years. So I'm not surprised that the Cleveland Browns did that in this game. And I think it's really kind of part of their DNA. There's more spread stuff, obviously, from Ken Dorsey, but that's at the heart of what Kevin Stefanski likes to do. And so, no, wasn't surprised about that. And I've seen people kind of read into that that meant they didn't trust Deshaun Watson. I think it could not be further from the truth. It was, let's put this team against this front in the best positions to succeed, because last week we ended up in second and long and third and long far too often. Now, Browns still have to get better on third downs. They still have to clean up penalties, 13 of them in this game. They were not good on third down. So there are things to work on, and those third downs ended up actually being third and long a lot of times this week because of those penalties. But I thought it was done to get the Browns in better second and short distance. And I think they accomplished that.
So I know we've got a lot to get to, and there's a lot of good to talk about with the defense, but just to bring it back to Deshaun, if that's the next step that we saw, right? Dallas was the low bar, and then yesterday was that big step up. What's the next step up for Deshaun?
I think it's Deshaun doing more of what he did in this game, and then I think it's the offense's operation in general around him being better. Better pass protection, fewer penalties, eliminate the drops. I mean, we've had 9 drops in 2 games. That's very uncharacteristic of this Cleveland Browns football team, especially, you know, when Amari struggled with it a little bit. That's very uncharacteristic for him and something that I'm sure will sort itself out. I thought that was good. And then when the opportunities are there, but this goes back to the protection thing, right? You've got to get the ball down the field. He was very good on vertical passing in this game. And in fact, should have been 5 for 6, ended up 4 for 6. One of those was the drop by Amari that would have gone for another 30, 40 yards. This was an opportunity. I thought Deshaun looked good. We have to get ourselves in situations where we can take more shots. And I thought if the protection had been better on some of these plays, there were guys open down the field. That's kind of the next progression, getting it all on the same page. And for Deshaun, when those vertical shots are blocked up properly and called, delivering those footballs down the field.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline on a Browns victory Monday. Mercifully, necessarily, beautifully, a Browns victory Monday. So the defense really deserves a lion's share of the credit here. That was both in the first half where they were suffocating and then making the big play with a safety down the stretch, and obviously on that final drive by Jacksonville to kind of outlast them. What do you think, or maybe why was the defense so much better this week versus week one?
I don't even think the defense was that bad week one, to be honest. I know a lot of people have kind of had that narrative, and they look at the total points and you say, oh, how could you say the defense was pretty good? Well, in week one, they gave up two long touchdown drives. Yes, that is true. They also forced a bunch of three and outs. They also had three short fields where the Cowboys took over in Browns territory and they held them to field goals. And they forced 4 of 14 on third down, which is a 29% conversion rate, which is exactly where this team was last year when they were historically good. So I actually thought the defense in week one was very good. I thought that continued in this game. Great job getting off the field on third downs. They got after Trevor Lawrence, and really it was a couple of big plays that were the only kind of Achilles heels for the Browns defense in this game. It was a 66-yarder to Brian Thomas that set up the touchdown for the Jags, and then you had a 33-yard run, I'm sorry, by Trevor Lawrence, but they held up at the goal line. I thought they did a great job there forcing the Jags to kick down in the red zone. And so some of the things people had talked about last year, this team, where are they, right, on the road? They were not good in 2023, as great as they were at home. Well, this is a great start here. You hold them to 13 points, 3 of 9 on third downs. You did a great job there. You had 4 sacks, 7 quarterback hits, and you did a very good job. In the red zone, the Jags were 1-for-4, and in goal-to-go situations, the Jags were 1-for-3. That is tremendous defense where it matters the most on the scoreboard, and that's a big reason why the Browns won this game.
No, this was a really good play. It just didn't go as good as it could have gone. MJ Emerson, how different do you think this game is if he catches that interception?
Yeah, he ripped it right out of the guy's hand like he did in his preseason debut, which was also in this stadium in Jacksonville, and I think it could have gone quite different, as a matter of fact, in this game. If that happens, if Amari catches the third down pass, if Dustin Hopkins stays behind the 50-yard line on the kickoff when Winston Reed absolutely eviscerated Tank Bigsby, forced the fumble, that was a special teams turnover that was at, what, the Jags 25? So there were multiple things that happened in this game that absolutely changed the outcome here and made it a little bit more tense than I think it needed to be for the Cleveland Browns.
Nathan Zagura on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Was it 24 penalties in 2 weeks for darn near 200 yards?
Yeah, too many.
How quick can you turn those around and maybe, I don't know, take 4 or 5 of them a game off the board?
You've got to. Now, the procedure penalties on the orbit motions, those have everybody in this building currently confused because the Browns have run those motions forever without it being a penalty. And I know the NFL's got a point of emphasis on guys in motion that are moving towards the line of scrimmage, and that was really put in place due to what the Miami Dolphins had been doing. And that was kind of, in theory, thought about for motions that are right by the line of scrimmage and they're kind of turning up so that they're getting almost a running start. When a guy's going in orbit motion and he's behind the quarterback, in some cases even behind the running back, we're talking 6, 7, 8 yards from the field, does it matter if he's moving a degree forward? I think it's a silly rule, but the Browns have got to be aware of it. So I think those will be able to be cleaned up. The penalties that have been backbreaking are all the different holding penalties. And I don't know if that's a technique issue. I don't know if that's just situationally that's what's happening. You know, James Hudson being out there and that you've played really great pass rushing tandems right out of the gate. You talk about week one, Micah Parsons and Tank Lawrence. Week two, Josh Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Josh Hines-Allen was an absolute force in this game. But you've got to get that stuff cleaned up. You cannot be a team that is penalized double digits a game because every 100 yards, I've heard this from so many coaches and many have come through this building over the years, every 100 yards is 7 points. So if you're getting penalized for 200 yards, that's 14 points that you're either taking away from yourself or giving to the opponent, however you want to add it up. That's a tough way to win in the National Football League if you're giving away a touchdown a game in penalty yards. Can't do that.
Yeah, it's also weird how I just feel like every year the NFL has new missives that they're going to crack down on, and then like 8 weeks into the season, they stop.
They go away.
And yeah. I fundamentally don't get, because it's not like they actually clean up the game at all. I don't know if you agree or disagree.
No, I totally agree. And it's, again, what they called on those orbit motions, I understand penalties that impact the play or it impacts how the play unfolded or the result of the play. They had nothing to do with anything on these plays. So that, to me, it's almost throwing flags for flag's sake. I don't like that at all. And nobody goes to the game to see flags. You know, we've had both Browns games so far, I think, have been combined for, the Browns had 13, as you point out, for 100. They had 6 for 52, so that's 19. I think the first one, both the Browns and the Cowboys had double digits. Nobody's watching these games to see 20 flags. You know what I mean? That's not what anybody wants out of the National Football League. So my guess is they're going to get that, hopefully, cleaned up a little bit and figured out.
Nathan, it has been called an ugly win. When do style points matter in football, or are
never.
You team just win? Thank you. All right.
Never. They never matter. There's no such thing as a bad win. There can be good losses, you know, in the sense that if you were in a game that you were a significant underdog and you play well and you take them to the limit, you know, it's a good loss, but it's just about winning. It's just win, baby. Al Davis had it right. There are no bad wins. That's for darn sure in the league. It is hard to win in the National Football League. And so when you go down to Jacksonville in conference and you beat the Jags, that's a good win. Could it have been much easier than it was? Absolutely. Would we have all enjoyed that? Thoroughly. But you went down there to do one thing, and that was come back on that plane with a win, and the Browns did that.
All right. What are you putting more emphasis on right now? Amari struggles through 2 weeks or Jerry Judy's big game?
I believe Amari Cooper is one of the best receivers in the league. We've seen him catch the football very effectively throughout his career, 7,000-yard seasons, 5 Pro Bowl seasons. It's one of those kind of strange anomalies right now that we're dealing with, but I think it's going to get fixed? Absolutely, I do. I know it's going to get fixed. I'm not worried about that at all. I am very excited, and I really have been since, you know, we've been talking, even going back to the preseason, about what Jerry Jeudy is going to bring this football team, and so far, he's shown that. I mean, I think you've seen it. His ability to get open, his ability to make catches, I think big things are in store for Jerry Jeudy. This offense really hasn't even unlocked itself yet, and I think you're going to have some games where you got Jeudy going off big. You got Amari Cooper. You got David Njoku. You've got Elijah Moore, who had a bunch of six catches, I think, in this game. So, yeah, I'm bullish on where this offense is going, but I love what Jerry Jeudy's doing, and I know Amari Cooper is going to bounce back, and I'm not worried about that at all.
Kind of feel like Elijah's game has been lost in the mix. I thought he played a pretty damn good game outside of that drop in the second half. Nathan,
yeah,
you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you. It's just a little bit more fun when we get to talk about a Browns victory Monday.
It's not even a little more. It is a lot more fun, and it lasts the whole week, which is the great thing about the NFL, right? That's the tough part about losses in the NFL. They carry with you all week, and this was a big one. If you looked at the schedule, I think anybody would have said, of course, would it have been great to go 2-0? Absolutely. Who wouldn't have loved to have gone 2-0? But at the same time, you know you had to go 1-1. And they've done that. And so, and if you had to go 1-1, you would have rather have beaten the AFC opponent just because that has more of an impact for the playoffs down the line. And you did that. So that is excellent, excellent news. And the Browns are now right in a position with the Giants coming down. You can't take them lightly, but to get on a little bit of a winning streak here.
I think it's said about victory Mondays, if it lasts longer than a week, consult your doctor. But that could be something else. Could be getting that twisted there. Nathan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Nathan Zagura on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.